Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. What do the Grateful Dead, Dinah Shore, and Taylor Swift all have in common? Well, for one, they have all performed at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Maybe you even saw one of them at this fantastic outdoor concert venue in Columbia that's been hosting shows since its rocky opening in 1967. Let's turn back the clock and start there. Back in 1967, a real estate developer named James Rouse, think Baltimore Inner Harbor but earlier in his career, was pioneering a new concept to build an entire community from scratch, Columbia in Howard County. The Rouse Company wanted a concert venue as part of their new town. They got the superstar architect Frank Gehry to design it, and they thought it would be nice to name their new venue after an arts patron named Marjorie Merriweather Post, who, among other things, was a major supporter of the Washington Symphony Orchestra. They kind of also thought the name would bring the symphony and Miss Post's fortune to their new outdoor amphitheater. The symphony, however, chose Wolf Trap in Virginia for its summer concerts, and Rouse never lured them or their chief patron over. As a quick aside, the Post in Marjorie Merriweather Post comes from the Post cereal family. After she inherited her father's company at age 27, she grew it to be an industry giant that included brands like Jell-O and Maxwell House, and along the way built a summer home in Florida you may have heard of, Mar-a-Lago. If Merriweather never got the symphony, it did start with a bang. Its first rock concert, vocalist Tiny Tim and hard rocker Ted Nugent, was a hit. Its second rock concert, even more so. In 1968, a year before Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix played Hey Joe in the Star-Spangled Banner at Merriweather, including picking his guitar with his teeth. When Janis Joplin came, also on a pre-Woodstock tour, reporter Carl Bernstein, later of Watergate fame, wrote that it was, quote, a party and a romp. A year later, 1969, Merriweather again was rocking, this time with a dual performance of The Who and Led Zeppelin, the first and only time they ever shared a stage. Although it's a little murky, the story goes that Led Zeppelin, the lead-off band, was really digging Merriweather and kept riffing long past their allotted time, to the consternation of The Who. With no apparent end in sight, The Who's manager took matters into his own hands and literally unplugged Led Zeppelin's amplifiers, unceremoniously forcing them off stage. The music flowed through the 1970s. In 1 week alone, Merriweather hosted Stevie Wonder, Pink Floyd, and Glen Campbell. In just 3 days, they hosted Arlo Guthrie, Miles Davis, Muddy Waters, and Al Green. Whew! In the 1980s, the Grateful Dead was king at Merriweather, sometimes to the annoyance of the neighbors, as thousands of Deadhead fans descended on the amphitheater with their partying and trash. In one notable concert, the rain had turned the outdoor lawn into a mud pit, and Merriweather hired a helicopter to try to dry it out. Over the next several decades, Merriweather continued to innovate. When Green Day performed in the 2000s, they removed the first 15 rows of seats and turned it into a mosh pit. And in the 2010s, the pavilion turned into a music festival extravaganza, with things like the HF Festival, Virgin Free Fest, Summer Spirit, and the Warped Tour. In 2003, a proposal by owner General Growth Properties threatened to demolish Merriweather. A citizens group led by Merriweather superfan Ian Kennedy helped stop the demolition, and eventually the pavilion sold to a Columbia-based arts nonprofit organization with Kennedy at the helm. Today, Merriweather is going as strong as ever, so the next time you're rocking out under the stars, know that you're part of an incredible history of musicians and fans, if not the National Symphony Orchestra or the amphitheater's namesake, Marjorie Merriweather Post. For more information on Merriweather Post Pavilion, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.